and welcome. You are listening to Agronomy and Economy from the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center. I am Ryan Beto, an NDSU Area Extension Specialist in Cropping Systems.
And I'm Levi Helmuth, an instructor with the North Dakota Farm Business Management Program, employee of BSC.
And today we're going to talk to you about crop rotation. Crop rotation is a planned order of crops planted on the same field. When we talk about rotating crops, we don't mean just changing the variety of wheat you plant. Crop rotation means the preceding crop is a different species and crop type. The purpose of crop rotation is to improve or maintain soil fertility, reduce buildup of pests and risk of diseases, and allow for better weed control, and reduce the chances of herbicide resistance by changing the mode of action of chemical that you spray. Crop rotation can also increase net profits.
When you're planting, it's been said you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. This is applicable even if you don't have chickens on your farm. In past episodes, we've talked about risk and uncertainty. And on your operation, you face economic risk, biological risk, amongst others. Crop rotation helps mitigate or manage both of these risks, and specifically price risk. Different crops have different markets, and different markets face different factors. By having a variety of crops, you are mitigating the economic risks of price and different factors within those markets. If done properly, you may notice how when corn trends lower, wheat may follow. This is due to correlation, and you need to look at crop rotation combinations that are negatively correlated. Positive correlation means they move together. Negative correlation means they move separately. For example, rather than a rotation of all small grains, look at a combination of small grains, pulse crops, and oilseeds.
And by changing the crop planted, you are potentially removing the host for diseases or pests. If you have a certain crop over time, you can build up the inoculum for these plants. Cultural practices like crop rotation are sometimes forgotten. While chemical practices are effective for weed, disease, and insect management, if the same tools are overused, they can become ineffective. As harvest season continues and you consider planting winter wheat, before doing so, be sure to kill off the green bridge. This is very important, as this spring there were many cases of wheat streak mosaic virus, which could have been prevented by simply killing off grasses 2 weeks prior to planting. These grasses in the field, which host the mites that carry this disease, need to be killed off. Use all the tools in your toolbox. Crop rotation is not a new concept, but it is sometimes forgotten. There are tools in your toolbox that might not have been used for a while, and don't be afraid to dust off these old tools.
That's all we have for you today. Thank you for listening. If you have questions, we are located on the second floor of the Dickinson Research Extension Center, or call us at 701-456-1100.